MSO News, giving voice to the North Shore. This is North Shore Today for Thursday, June 29, 2023, brought to you by Moynihan Lumber. Moynihan Lumber supporting local news coverage and communities on the North Shore. Mostly cloudy today, showers mid-70s, high tide Gloucester Harbor, 8:34 p.m. In Danvers, the dilapidated and vacant Denny's restaurant and adjacent motel on Endicott Street may soon be replaced with retail space and a new hotel. Caroline Enos writes in today's Salem News that developers have filed plans with the town to begin construction and revitalize that site. Commuters into Boston will not be able to use the Sumner Tunnel beginning Wednesday, July 5 through August 31. The Department of Transportation has called this project the most impactful project that they have ever undertaken. The closure will increase demand for the Ted Williams Tunnel and the Tobin Bridge. A Rockport police officer has been found at fault in a crash earlier this month between a Rockport police car and an MBTA train. According to reporting by the Gloucester Times, the officer failed to exercise reasonable care and caution while approaching and ultimately traveling through a railroad yard crossing and was responsible for the June 4th accident. The city of Beverly is working to resolve issues of race and equity. This week at the city council meeting, the consulting firm of HR&A presented information on the need to be mindful of equity issues. This is Lydia Gaby from HR&A on equity.
The goal is, you know, we've got a definition here from the Government Alliance on Race and Equity. This is a really sort of seminal organization across working across American cities. And the definition that's here is very important. The essence is that racial equity is when race can no longer be used to predict life outcomes and outcomes for all groups are improved. You know, one should not be able to look at some statistics to say, well, because this particular demographic is associated with, you know, for instance, this particular area of the city, that is correlated with poorer or lesser life outcomes. You know, the intention of racial equity work is to ensure that outcomes for all are improved and to eliminate those kinds of correlations that really shouldn't determine how far you go in your life or how well you can, you know, excel in your own achievements.
Counselors were presented with information about Beverly's income inequality.
So over the last decade, the city of Beverly has grown, adding residents to the city. Nearly all residents are non-white, but there are disparities that exist in terms of the outcomes and opportunities for families and individuals who call the city home. So here on the left, you can see median household income by race. On the very left, you can see the median household income for the city at around between 80 to 81,000 a year. And further to the right, you can see that Black or African American or Hispanic or Latino families can claim a median household income from between, you know, 54 to 29,000. So, you know, visually you can see the disparity that we can correlate to, you know, the race and ethnic background. In addition to that, on the far right, you can see the share of population in poverty. These are drawing from American Community Survey numbers from 2019. So there have been changes, as we all sort of acknowledge over the past several years, but you can see pretty starkly some of the disparities of where, you know, at the very bottom of that right-hand chart, around 8% of the city's white population is represented in poverty. And at the very top, you can see, you know, for instance, 41% of the Hispanic or Latino community would be, you know, represented in those poverty statistics. So some pretty dramatic figures to really give us a charge to say, this is work that not only is important to do because we think it's important from a moral standpoint, but when we look at some of the numbers, it really bears out that these disparities are prevalent across the community, and it really kind of grounds our work to say, how can we think systemically and holistically about what are some of the driving factors and causes behind those kinds of numbers so that not only one area or one department is addressing them, but we're working together in concert to kind of think about how we can create an enabling environment for everyone to live a good life here in Beverly.
The consulting firm will be working with Beverly City departments to advance equity work in town. City Council meeting can be viewed on BevCam. Sports Next with Bill Newell.
Hi, folks. This is Gerard Moynihan of Moynihan Lumber. Yes, we are a full-service lumber yard, but we also offer doors and windows and kitchen cabinets. Please visit us in Beverly, North Reading, and Plaistow, New Hampshire, or at MoynihanLumber.com.
Moynihan Lumber, we measure up. This is MSO Sports bringing voice to the North Shore. The Red Sox lost to the Marlins again last night. Here is baseball insider Andy Carboni.
The Red Sox dropped their fourth straight, losing 6-2 to Miami Marlins over Fenway. Nick Pivetta taking the loss, giving up two runs and three and a third innings of relief. This game was delayed for well over an hour because of a rain delay. Rafael Devers hit home run number 19 in the defeat. Sox and Marlins wrapping up the three-game series tonight over on Jersey Street. First pitch at 6:10, Brian Baio on the bump for Boston. After tonight's game, the Sox head out for a short three-game road trip north of the border starting tomorrow night against the Toronto Blue Jays. Sox now 40-41 on the season. That's good for last place in the AL East. 14 games behind the Rays. Also, the Sox 4 games behind the Blue Jays for the last AL wildcard spot.
Thanks, Andy. The Aganis All-Star Games wrapped up last night with the football game, the football classic featuring the South winning over the North 24-7. This is South coach Lou Ciccatelli from Revere High School after the game.
Blast. It's a blast. It's a great cause. I know how many scholarships they give, and I was telling the kids, honestly, that's what it's all about. But it's a good chance for these seniors to get out there and, you know, strut their stuff one more time. And, you know, we had a good night, and we were fortunate, you know, to get a big win.
When you have a lot of weapons like you do on both sides of the ball, how do you determine who gets what and whatnot? Do you ride the hot hand?
Or? Yeah, I mean, the Peabody kids were a pleasure to have. The Fenway kids, I mean, we had some really good players, Revere guys. I mean, I can't say enough about some of those guys. But the hardest part about these games is you get 8 days.
Yeah.
And that's the hardest part. So you really, you know, you put a power in, you put a trap in, you put a sweep in, you might have three pass plays. It's really all you can do. But with the studs that we had, they can make things happen with that. Like with Shea, that, without, with those many players.
With a kid like Shea, he can pick up, he can give you a lot of things in a hurry too.
Yeah,
to
Shea,
to put in.
Shea was spectacular tonight. Ridley made some big plays. He had some good catches.
I know that interception actually, I think, kind of really got you guys going in that.
That
second
turned
half.
It around. There was a huge play by Lennon. So yeah, it was good stuff. And I thought, I want to say, the defensive ends on defense.
Yeah.
Really set the edge. Second half, they really set the edge and made it easier for the linebackers to make
plays. Who are those
plays.
Guys there on that?
South head football coach and Revere High football coach Lou Ciccatelli talking with reporters last night after their 24-7 win over the North squad coached by Salem High coach Matt Bouchard.
Well, first off, I think getting out here and coaching in June is special, right? And especially doing it in the Aganis, which is a great tradition that we have here in the Northeast. Loved coaching these kids. They were great all week, right? And they gave it their all. You know, we had opportunities, especially the first half. I felt like we were doing some good things. But again, the second half, they took advantage of some things, and obviously we didn't respond. But I'll tell you, every step of the way, man, those kids were fighting, and that's fun to be around. It's fun to coach.
I was impressed with the defense from both teams. I mean, the defenses were hitting hard tonight.
Yeah, physical, yeah. Yeah, no, I mean, I think that the first half, I felt like we controlled the line of scrimmage. And the second half, they actually, obviously, were able to control the line of scrimmage. And especially inside the red zone, they did a great job. And but I'll tell you, those kids fought, right? I mean, they had, I think, 6 or 7 downs inside the
right.
inside the 15. And again, they gave it their all. So really proud of those guys. And
Will Shannon picked up the MVP for the North squad, a Masquinamit running back. Coach Bouchard on Shannon.
Yeah, I mean, I could tell you just from the you know, obviously coached against him, right? And I was thrilled to get the opportunity to coach him. But he just, I think to start off, he's a high-character kid, right? He's a kid that wants to be coached, works extremely hard, and that translates, right? You have that type of mentality and that type of attitude. You can accomplish a lot in life. Forget about it on a football field. And it's displayed itself tonight. He's a kid that, he's always asking that question after practice about how he can do this better or that better to put him in a position so that he can have an opportunity like he had tonight. So real proud of him.
North coach Matt Bouchard. We mentioned Will Shannon winning the North MVP. Alan Polino from Peabody High School was the South MVP in the Aganis All-Star football game. North Shore Sports Desk and the Merrimack Valley Sports Desk are up right now on our website with all the North Shore Sports Talk and the Merrimack Valley Sports Talk with Nick and Nick. That is sports along with Rick Moore. I'm Bill Newell. Thank you for listening to North Shore Today. We are MSONewsSports.com, the North Shore's news and sports website, featuring North Shore Sports Night, Monday nights at 7, the North Shore and Merrimack Valley Sports Desk shows, hosting on Thursdays, North Shore Today, the area's multimedia, community-based daily magazine. Our connections feature interview segments. Spread the word about MSONewsSports.com as we support North Shore communities with our exclusive content, powered by Moynihan Lumber, Beverly, North Reading, and Plastow, New Hampshire.